弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace to you in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
今天什么日子
？What day is today?
记得就好。我怕有的时候来很热闹，忘记今天做什么。
I fear that sometimes we forget what we're doing here because of all the excitement.
有的人说今天可以回来，我们有日历啊。
Some say we come back here for the wall calendars.
因为每年这个时候都有啊。
Because every year around this time we give out wall calendars.
你能够回来拿日历，我就很感恩啊。
I give thanks that you are willing to come back just for the wall calendars.
那我每年十二月的第一周都是堂庆。
But also, the first Sunday, in December every year, we celebrate our church anniversary.
我一直在想堂庆我们在做什么。
I always ponder what do we do on the church anniversary.
堂庆当然是每位弟兄姐妹都要参与的啊。
So, yes, this is an occasion that all our brothers and sisters should participate in.
所以我们有不同的诗班来献唱。
And so we have different choir groups presenting their items.
我们等一下还有爱宴啊。
And after this, we also have our love feast.
而且是很丰富的爱宴。
And it's going to be a wonderful love feast.
但我在想堂庆另外一件事是非常的重要。
But also, I think there's another very important thing for our anniversary celebration.
就每天啊，每年我们有一个特别的日子。
So every year we set aside a special day.
我们一同来回顾主在我们身上，在我们教会当中所做的哪一些的事情，哪一些事情我们值得感恩。
And we reflect on what God has done in our church and what we should give thanks for.
当然另外一方面我们也需要来到主的面前来检讨在过去一年的时间里面我们有哪一些的欠缺。
But also we need to get together and review what's been lacking in what we do in the past year.
当然了一般的弟兄姐妹都喜欢说好事不喜欢说坏事啊。
Now of course a lot of our brothers and sisters would rather say positive things rather than those negative ones.
但我觉得这个点我们需要很清楚。
But I think we need to be very clear about
我们在数算神的恩典的过程当中
while we're counting God's blessings
我们也需要想一想在哪一些点上我们做得不够。
We also need to reflect on what we could have done more.
当然，另外一件的事情。
Now, on the other hand,
因为是在年底了。
Because it's near the year end.
所以我们用十二月第一周这个时间作为堂庆。
And we set aside the first Sunday of December for church anniversary celebration.
我不知道过去的牧者定这个日子有没有这个意思啊。
I'm not sure when in the past when our former pastors set aside this day.Whether they had any special purpose.
以后我要问问陈牧师，他定这个日子有没有这个特别的意义。
Now I want to ask Reverend Chan when he set this day whether he had this particular purpose in mind.
对我来说，这个日子
，To me this day，
我们同样要思想在前面的一年我们当如何行。
We also need to think about in the year to come.What we should do.
一方面，我们看见过去的日子神的恩典。
On one hand, we see God's blessings and His grace among us in the past 12 months.
另外一方面，我们要思想在前面一年，我们当如何来跟从主的教宗来行走他的路。
Also, we need to look forward to the next 12 months and consider how we should follow Jesus Christ's footsteps.And what we should do.
所以今天在这里跟大家一同的思想，同中跟随，同心建造。
And so today I'm going to reflect on this topic with you, following in unison and building with unity.
就是我们同一脚中来跟随耶稣基督。
That means we follow Jesus Christ's footsteps in unison together.
我们同心合意来建造他的教会。
And also we build this church with unity.
我们来看一下啊。
So let's look at this.
我们来回顾一下，来数算一下神在我们生命当中的恩典。
So let's count God's blessings in our lives, and we have this review.
我相信说，刚才大家在看了那个 show 之后
，I believe after you've seen that slideshow earlier,
我们回顾一下，在过去的一年，神在我们当中做了许多的事情。
We have this review of all these things that God has done in our church in the past 12 months.
我们今天要思想的28年神在我们生命当中所做的事情。
We also consider the last 28 years.
我们也要思想在这个四年里面神给我们做了哪为我们预备了哪一些的事情。
And also we would consider what God has provided for us in the past 4 years.
所以当我在思想的时候
And so when we consider this,
我想起了好几年前
I remembered a few years back.
我觉得说神实在恩待我们。
I believe God is really gracious to our church.
他都是在最及时的时候都要差派他众人的仆人来到我们当中。
Just whenever we need most, he sent his servant to us.
来帮助我们。
To help us.
来调整我们当行的路。
To adjust our direction.
只有一个目的让我们走在神的心意里面。
With just one purpose so that we can walk in God's will.
我回讲那个张姐妹来到我们当中的时候
And so I reflected on the trip that our sister Zhang when she visited our church
虽然她有许多的对我们有许多的批评
Even though she gave us a lot of criticisms
就跟一个老奶奶对那个小孙子在讲话一样
Just like an old grandma talking to her grandchildren
但我觉得非常的受用
ButI actually took away a lot from that.
因为他站在那个属灵的高点来看我们前面要走的路。
Because she saw from a spiritual height what we should do.
所以他个人看见说，你要在这个地方要建立一个安提阿的教会啊。
And she reminded us that we need to build an Antioch church here.
不要整天就是想着你自己啊。
Don't just consider yourselves.
不要整天就想着你这个自己的教会。
Don't just think about your own church only.
你的祷告要高一点。
You must lift up your prayers.
不要整天祷告，就是为自己家里几件事情祷告。
Don't just pray for those few things within your own house.
要为神的国度来祷告。
You need to pray for God's kingdom.
要从这个教会里面看出去，外面有许多的需要。
You need to look out from this church out to the world to see the needs elsewhere.
所以他跟我们分享了安提阿教会的意向。
And so she shared with us this vision of building an Antioch church.
其实安提阿教会的特点我稍微讲一下。
And so the features of an Antioch church, I'm going to mention that briefly.
如果你有时间回去看《使徒行传》十一章跟十三章。
If you have time, go back and read Acts chapter 11 and 13.
我这里用不同的颜色啊。
I've highlighted different verses using different colors.
只是让你看见安提阿教会的有哪一些的特点。
So that you can see some of the features of this Antioch church.
安提阿教会是从耶路撒冷教会传出来的。
The church in Antioch started by the believers from Jerusalem.
按照现在人所说的，就是一个分坛出去的。
In the words these days, it's a church plant.
但他们出去开分堂是借着逼迫出去的。
But when they started this church plant, it was a result of persecution.
所以当我们看见圣经写到安提阿教会的时候
And so when we read the Bible, when it mentions the church in Antioch,
他们在那里建立教会
They established this church there.
那个教会有主的同在
And you can see God's presence in this church.
那个教会里面当神的工人告诉他们将来有大饥荒的时候
And in this church when God's servants told them there will be a severe famine to come
他们都定义照个人的力量捐钱
Then they each and everyone they send their gifts to provide for others
送去供给住在犹太的弟兄
They provided help for the brothers and sisters living in Judea.
而当你看到第十三章的时候
And when you read chapter 13,
你更看见在这个教会里面的领袖
You can also see the leaders in this church.
他们不同的从不同地方来
They came from different places.
他们有不同的肤色
They had different skin colors.
但是他们在一起侍奉主
But they served the Lord together.
当他们进士祷告的时候
And when they fasted and prayed,
圣灵向他们说话
The Holy Spirit spoke to them.
他说你要差派巴拿巴跟扫罗
And the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul.
要去做我召他们所做的。
To do the work which I've called them to do.
所以他们就进食祷告。
So they fasted and prayed.
按手在他们头上。
And they placed their hands on them.
就打发他们出去。
And sent them off.
哎，感谢主，你在这里你看见这间教会的有哪一些的特点。
And thank God you can see some features of the Antioch Church.
你要去细细他们的特点，可以数出很多他们的优点来。
If you really want to identify their the features of this church, you can actually find a lot of positive features.
但在这里我把列出来，我只列四点。
Now I only pointed out four.
这间教会是有主同在的教会。
This church had the Lord's presence among them.
这间教会，他们教会。领袖是同心合意的服事。
And this church, the leaders in this church, they serve together with the same mind.
这间教会，他们愿意摆上他们的奉献。
And this church, they're willing to give, to offer.
这间教会，他更是愿意宣教的教会。
And this church was a missional church.
当我在想这四个方面的时候
，And when I think about these four points,
我心里面就感谢主。
I give thanks to the Lord.
我说感谢主。
I say, thank you, Lord.
这些好的特点好像在我们当中都有。
We can also see these positive points in our church.
这里有主的同在。
We have the Lord's presence here.
每一次我们的敬拜。
Every time we worship together.
每一次我们一同的聚会。
Every time we meet together.
都知道说有主的同在。
We know that the God is with us.
当我们同心
with us.
同心可以去做神要我们做事的时候。
And when we do what God called us to do with unity.
我们知道说主的同在。
We know that the Lord is with us.
第二点。
And the second point.
我好感恩的这件事情。
I'm really thankful for this.
这么多年来。
Throughout the years.
在我们当中。神兴起的所有的领袖，我们都愿意同心合意的在这里服事。
God has raised many leaders from us, and all these leaders they're willing to serve together in unity.
刚才那个幻灯片是好像是第一次把堂委会的光景拍出来的啊。
Now the slideshow we just saw, I think it's the first time we put some photos from our executive committee meetings.
在我的记忆里面，好像过去都没有看到那个堂委会开会的情景啊。
In memory, I don't think we've ever seen photos from our exact meetings.
虽然我每一次开会都要四个小时、五个小时、六个小时坐在那里。
Now every time we had an exact meeting, we spent 4 or 5 hours sitting together.
有的时候六个小时都谈不完。
Sometimes we can't even finish our agenda in 6 hours.
当我看见这帮的堂委。我们一起同心在那里，我们成为神所使用的器皿。
But we can see all these exact members; they're willing to serve together and to be used by God.
但所谓的领袖，其实并不是单单这几位的团委。
Now, of course, when we talk about leaders, it's not just these exact members.
我们也看见我们在不同的组里面，在各各种的事工里面。弟兄姐妹那种的同心。
We can see the unity of our brothers and sisters through all the different fellowships and groups and ministries.
许多的教会，他们常许多教会的牧者弟兄姐妹常常问我一个问题。
A lot of churches, their leaders and their brothers and sisters always ask me this question.
他说：“牧师啊，你们教会那么多的大型的聚会，你到底怎么安排
？”They said, "How can your church organize so many large events?"
我说我不觉得有什么难度啊。
And I said to them, I don't think it's difficult at all.
因为什么
？Why?
因为弟兄姐妹愿意摆上。
Because our brothers and sisters, they're willing to offer themselves.
我说我每次只是在大群里面发一下，今天晚上我们需要20位弟兄姐妹出来帮忙。
I say to them, I only need to send a message on social media saying we need 20 brothers and sisters to help tonight.
我说有五六个人回应说 yes, 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 我就感谢主了。
And I give thanks to God if 4, 5, or 6 responded to my message.
我说我就知道有超过20人会来了。
Because then I would know that more than 20 would turn up.
他们听完以后觉得不可思议。
And they were quite amazed when they hear this.
我说感谢主，这是神把同心放在我们当中。
And I say thankfully that's because the Lord has given unity to our brothers and sisters.
所有的弟兄姐妹愿意同心起来服侍主。
And so our brothers and sisters they're willing to serve the Lord together.
我们再看我们教会的奉献。
And if we look at our church's offerings.
我们今天不是在这里秀我们好，是吧？
We're not here to brag about, you know, what we're good at.
而是每次当我在想的时候，
But every time when I consider this,
我看见安提阿教会的这一期的特点，
I can see all these features of the Antioch Church.
这一期的优点，
All these good things about this church.
所以我们往这个方向走的时候，
When God is leading us in this direction,
这些好像都是一些看不见的标准在那里。
We can see these invisible standards.
所以我们看见说弟兄姐妹那个奉献愿意摆上。
And we can see the willingness of our brothers and sisters to give.
当然有的时候还有亏欠啊。
Now sometimes we still lack something.
如果我们问自己，你就知道了。
If we just ask ourselves, each one, if you just ask yourself, we will know.
还有很多的亏欠呢，哈。
We still can do more.
那天看到那个英文堂奉献是，那周奉献是45块，好像。
Now the other day I saw one of the offering records showing that we had $45 of offering.
我回家问我的女儿 Ancy.
So when I went home, I asked my daughter Ancy.
这个星期你有没有奉献？
I asked her, did you give your offering this week?
她说忘记了。
And she said, oh, I forgot.
我说怪不得才四十块。
And I said, no wonder there's only $45 there.
那么多人都在上班，怎么才四十块？
You have so many working adults in the English congregation. How come there is only $45?
不单单年轻人了哈。
Now it's not only the young people.
其实我们想想我们自己。
If we think about ourselves,
都有许多的亏欠在里面呐。
Often we fall short.
但是你看见我们整体来说，神在这里实在他供应我们。
But overall, we can see God has provided for us.
实在看见弟兄姐妹在这件事情上愿意摆上。
We can see our brothers and sisters. They're willing to give.
我常常说，我们建堂奉献到今天啊，还没算奉献之前啊。
And I say, with our church building offering up to this day,
我们这个新堂还缺30点几啊。
For this new church, we're still about $300,000 short.
我跟他们说，过了今天一定是2点几的啊。
But I'll say to others that after today, the number will start with a 2.
感谢主啊。
So we give thanks to God.
当我在数算这些恩典的时候，
When I count all these blessings, I give thanks to our Lord.
我们愿意走在宣教的路上。
We're willing to walk on this mission road.
甚至我们教会都可以差派宣教士出去。哎，我想我心里面就跳动啊。
Our church can even send a missionary. And so I'm really excited.
当他们出去的时候，我心里面很难受啊。
Now, of course, I feel a bit sad when they leave this church.
那个感觉真的就像嫁女儿一样啊。
The feeling is like marrying your daughter out.
你嫁过女儿，你就知道，对吧？
If you ever marry your daughter out, you will know that feeling. You feel happy.
但是心里面又不高兴。
But also at the same time, you're sad.
特别是前两年，好几个姐妹结婚了。
Now, especially when in the last 2 years, a lot of sisters got married.
结完婚，他们就嫁出去了。
And then they left this church.
都是我们教会的 leader.
A lot of them were leaders from this church.
我鼓励他，你要跟着你的先生在一起了啊。
I encourage them to serve with their husband.
他讲完了，心里面又不高兴啊。
But I also felt sad after I said this.
这个地方好像又缺了一个。
Now we started to see a gap here.
哎，但感谢主啊。
But we give thanks to God.
提摩太嫁出一个大姐姐啊。
Timothy married a big sister.
小妹妹一个小弟弟都上来了。
But then a lot of younger ones stepped up to serve.
感谢主。
And so we give thanks
to God.
虽然
她去不是以宣教士的名义出去的。
Now even though she didn't go out as a missionary.
但在我看呢，她就是宣教士。
But in my view, she is a missionary.
带着主的祝福，她出去了。
She left this church with God's blessing.
真的感谢主，但我们在数算神在我们当中的恩典，真是数算不完。
And so we can't really count all of God's blessings in our church.
但我们要回到主的面前。
But we need to go back before our Lord.
在过去的日子里面，神给我们这么多的恩典。
In the days past, God has given us so much grace.
我们前面 当如何来持守。
So how do we keep up in the days to come?
会不会像世上人所说的“富不过三代”啊
？Will we become complacent and we can't keep on this good tradition?
我们当如何在神的恩典的这条路上，我们继续的持守
？So how can we keep up on this road?
所以我想到的是同中跟随，同心建造。
So I wanted to share this topic, follow in unison and build with unity.
当我们要完成神在我们身上的还有许许多多托付的时候
，and so when we want to fulfill the Lord's commission for us, we need to consider two things.
我们在主里面，我们彼此提醒。
We must remind each other.
第一件的事情
，the first one.
我们同一的脚踪来跟随我们的主耶稣基督。
Let's follow with the same footstep.
跟着主的脚踪走。
Let's follow Christ's footsteps.
如何跟着主的脚踪走
？And how do we follow?
在圣经里面，如果你去看的话。
So if you read the Bible,
我觉得这三件事太重要了。
These three things are very important.
主在地上。
When the Lord was
主在地上
was in this world, when he was walking on the earth.
主在地上的交代。
What he told his disciples
都给我们一个很大的提醒。
Everything was a great reminder for all of us.
第一件的事情。
So the first thing.
主耶稣的脚踪。
The Lord Jesus Christ's footsteps.
如果你去读马太福音第四章。
If you go and read Matthew chapter 4.
当主耶稣出来传道的时候。
When Jesus went on his ministry on earth.
耶稣是走遍加利利。
Jesus went throughout Galilee.
在各会堂里教训了。
Teaching in their synagogues.
传讲天国的福音。
Proclaiming the good news of the kingdom.
所以你再看见主耶稣在地上的脚踪。
And so you can see the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是走遍的加利利。
He went throughout Galilee.
我每次读这些经文，跟我都有个很大的提醒。
And every time I read this passage, it's a great reminder for myself.
特别那两个字“走遍
”，especially the word "throughout."
我们现代人有的时候不想运动了哈。
Now, the people these days they don't want to exercise.
我讲的不是那个运动走遍了啊。我讲的是我们是否为主来走遍神丈量给我们的地图。
Now I'm not talking about walking around for exercise. I'm talking about are you willing to go around different places for the Lord's sake?
这件事跟你我有很大的关系。
And this is very important to you and me.
我们今天做牧者的。
And today as pastors,
我们需要行走。
We need to walk.
我们今天做组长的。
And as group leaders,
我们需要行走。
We need to go out.
你今天在教会里面，你做领袖的。
And in the church, if you are a leader,
你不要觉得你是领袖，我不是啊。
Don't just think that you are a leader, I'm not.
我在基督生平那个课程里面常常说，每一个人都是领袖。
In our group study course, I always tell everyone, you are a leader.
你都有可能影响你身边的两个人、三个人，是吧
？Because you can always influence the people around you.
所以我们今天愿不愿意走？
So today, are we willing to go out?
也就是说，福音这个棒交在我们手上。
And so this baton of gospel.
我们愿不愿意像耶稣那样走遍加利利
？Are we willing to go out just like Jesus went throughout Galilee?
有很多人跟我说：“哎呀，来到澳洲没腿哦，没脚啊。”
A lot of people say that, "Oh, when I come to Australia, it feels like I don't have legs. I'm crippled.
我瞎眼。
I'm blind.
我哑巴。
I'm mute.
因为语言的问题
Because of the language barrier.
因为交通的问题
Because of the transport.
这些都是很客观存在的问题
Now these are of course real problems.
但是
But
不需要你开车的地方你去过了没有
To those places where you don't need to drive to, have you been to those places?
回想一下，回想一下，
Think about this.
你生命当中所遇见的人
Those whom you've met,
你是否跟他传讲过福音
？Have you shared your gospel with them?
想一想，我不是责备你了哈。
So
这个常常提醒我自己。
So this is not an accusation. It's also a reminder for myself.
跟你接触过的人
，Those who you came across,
你是否你跟他传过福音
？Have you shared the gospel with them?
这是第一件的事情。
This is the first thing.
第二件的事情。
The second thing.
主耶稣的脚踪。
Jesus' footsteps.
当他要升天的时候，他给我们什么？
before he ascended to heaven,
指望你做门徒的脚踪。
He said, you need to step out and make disciples of all nations. And so I encourage you to all memorize this great commission. Everyone, you should memorize this. Just like you memorize John 3:16, you need to memorize this too. Don't tell me you can't even memorize John 3:16 after 20 years being a Christian. The Great Commission, oh, I can't memorize that.
不知道亏欠悔改了啊。
If you can't memorize this, you've fallen short.
主耶稣升天的时候, 交代我们要走这个脚踪。
As Jesus ascended into heaven, he set us onto this path.
使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
第三件的事情。
And the third thing,
这一节经文在马太福音16章。
This passage, this verse is from Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音16章21节之前,
now, just before Matthew chapter 16, verse 21,
是耶稣对着他的门徒当员考试。
Jesus was giving an exam to his disciples.
问他们说, 我是谁?
Jesus asked them, 当他们, who am I?
当他们讲了,
and after the disciples gave their answers.
彼得说你是永生神的儿子，你是基督啊。
Peter said, you are the Christ, you are the Son of the everlasting God.
接下来他告诉他要去哪里。
And then Jesus told them where he was heading.
他说从此耶稣才指示门徒。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and to face the cross. He was going to Jerusalem to suffer. And so when we talk about following Christ's footsteps, I think these three things must serve as a great reminder for all of us every day. Jesus went throughout Galilee. Jesus asked us to make disciples of all nations.
基督告诉我们他要上十字架。
And Jesus asked, Jesus told us he was going to the cross.
他有十字架的脚踪。
His footsteps were leading him to the cross.
Okay, 这是我们来一同来跟随。
And so we must follow.
当我们讲到同心来建造的时候,
And when we talk about building,
同心来建造的时候, 你在看圣经里面。
Now building with unity, when you read the Bible,
以弗所书告诉我们说,
The book of Ephesians,
这教会的奥秘,
tells us,
教会的奥秘,
the mystery of this church,
就是说, 外邦人在基督里, 借着福音, 得以同为后持, 同为一体, 同盟应许,
is that the gospel of the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel. That through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and shares together in the promise of Jesus Christ. Now we may be different. We may look different. We may have different nationalities. We may have different skin colors. We may speak different languages. We may have different habits. But we must remember one thing. That through the gospel, we are heirs together with Israel. We are together in this one body. And we share the same promise. And so we can see we have the same life within us. Now this unity, the Lord has already given it to us. And so in chapter 4, the Bible also says, now that is to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. So when we talk about unity, we have the same mind in us. That unity has been given to us already. So how do we keep this unity? I want to mention a few points. First thing is,
哥林多前书3章里面讲建造。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it talks about building.
那里面 讲到建造的时候
，when it talks about building，
他告诉我们一件的事情。
It tells us one thing.
所有建造的根基是耶稣基督。
That the foundation for this building is the Lord Jesus Christ.
建造的根基是耶稣基督。
The foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是说，我们今天我们在建造的时候
，so that when we know that when we build，
我们是在这个根基上来建造。
We're building on this foundation.
这里面就提到我们那个生命。
And this is talking about our lives.
我们的生命是否是耶稣基督在里面？
Do we have Jesus Christ in our life?
这个根基已经立好，我们在上面的建造。
This foundation is already laid for us, and we're only building on top.
一方面讲到我们自己生命的建造，一方面讲到教会的建造。
It's talking about the building up of our own life as well as the building up of this church.
我问一下，这个空白的。
So let me ask you a question. I have a blank slide here.
这空白里面写的什么
？What is written on this blank slide?
这空白里面。写了几个字是在接待台后面有一个红红的牌子
There are some invisible words on this slide which is the plaque
接待台后面那红红的牌子是
on the wall
写了什么字
behind the reception can you remember what's written on that sign
记得举手你记得举手
if you can
你记得记得外面写了什么字
what is written there put up your hand
在接待台后面那个红红的牌子
the red sign
上面写的字什么字？举手。
Do you remember what's written on it?
我要哭了，我要哭了。
I feel like I want to cry.
那个牌子挂在四年了。
That sign has been up on the wall for four years.
不小心就四年了啊。
Yep, suddenly it's been four years already.
举手的人不到五十个啊。
I can count only fewer than 50
应该不到三十个啊。
Maybe fewer than 30.
中间有一百位比较含蓄，知道不举手了啊。
Now I know some of you, you know what's written on that plaque, but you didn't put up your hands.
算一下，还不到一百五十人。
Maybe fewer than 150, you know, can remember what's written on that sign.
没有冤枉你了啊。
So that's true, right?
算你刚才想举手不敢举手的都算进去150个人啊。
Okay, I even count those who are a bit hesitant to put up your hands. Maybe 150.
有两三百位的弟兄姐妹。
We have maybe 200, 300 brothers and sisters here.
来这里可能一个月，可能一年，可能两年，可能三年，可能四年。进来的时候看不见那四个字。
You may have been to our church maybe 2 months, 3 months, 2 years, 5 years. Do you even pay attention to what's written on that sign?
现在看到了。
Now can you see that?
啊，是的，看见
，
好了。
Oh, now I realize, yes.
我为了这四个字啊，我在主的面前祷告了多久了
？For these three words, I prayed for a long time before the Lord.
我把这四个字挂在门口。
I put these three words.
从正门一进来就看见了这个四个字。
Because I want everyone to walk in.As they walk in, they can see these three words.
不是装饰品啊。
It's not just decoration.
你不要觉得牧师啊很讲究，然后这个地方话我不讲究这件事情啊。
I'm just not trying to make things pretty.
在那个前面挂一个牌子。
But I want this sign there.
让我们所有弟兄姐妹，当你踏入这间教会的时候
，so that all our brothers and sisters, when you step into this church,
你第一个看见的是耶稣是主。
The first thing you notice is that Jesus is Lord.
一方面
，on one hand,
提醒我自己
it's a reminder for myself.
耶稣是不是我的主
？Is Jesus my Lord?
我们都在主里面的人。
We are all in the Lord.
提醒我自己，耶稣是不是我的主
？Now it reminds myself, is Jesus indeed my Lord?
耶稣是我的奴才还是我的主
？Is Jesus my servant or my Lord?
你每个星期天来的时候，你看见了
？Every Sunday when you see this sign,
你心里面有没有被提醒
？Does it remind you in your heart?
如果是福音朋友。
If you are non-believers,
当你看到这个字的时候
when you see these three words,
我是祷告说， 有一天耶稣要成为你的主。
I pray that one day Jesus will become your Lord.
所以从今天开始都记得哈。
So please remember this.
明年主若许可，我们还有机会在这里的话啊。
Next year, if the Lord still allow us to stand to gather here,
如果再问的话
，If once again I ask you this question,
有多少人会举手
？How many people can put their
都会举手是吧？
I hope that all of you can put your hands up.
如果你都举手，我也哭了。
If you all put your hands up, I will also cry.
说明你们都不传福音呐，
because that actually means
都没有增长啊。
Because that means that
都不想出去了。
You haven't shared the gospel.
都觉得这里舒服了。
You didn't bring new people.
我都在这里，对吧？
So you become too comfortable here. Then I will cry too.
如果明年还有三分之一没有举手的，也是对的，是吧
？So I would think that if one third of you.Next year, if one third of us can't put up our hands, that should be good.
说明那么多新来的。
That means we have a lot of new friends here.
那我盼望我们一起记住这件事。
But let us all remember this.
当我们讲到那个根基的时候。
And so when we talk about the foundation,
我们每一个人要回到主的面前来认清这件事情。
All of us need to recognize this.
耶稣是我的主。
Jesus is my Lord.
我今天为什么来教会？
Why do I come to church today?
教会不是游轮。
The church is not a cruise ship.
教会不是俱乐部。
The church is not a club.
教会不是救济中心。
The church is not a charity organization.
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
耶稣在这里做主。
Jesus is Lord here.
我今天来到这里。
And today when I come to church,
我是否尊主为大？
Do I consider Jesus as Lord and magnify Him?
你的需要来到教会，主来供应你。
If you have needs, you come to the church, the Lord will provide for you.
你要尊他为大。
But you must exalt Him.
这是我们自己，我们一同在主面前，我们一起来提醒。
So let's remind each other in the Lord.
第二件的事情。
The second thing.
刚才讲的那根基，第二件教会的建造。
We talked about the foundation. Now we want to talk about building the church.
教会的建造的时候
，When we build the church,
耶稣基督他是根基。
Now Jesus Christ is the foundation.
他又是那个头块的石头。
And he is also the cornerstone.
啊，我们做建筑的人应该很明白了。
Now for those builders among us, you would know this.
最近的教会不是吹。气一吹一下就出来，就是这么漂亮了，是吧
？Now we didn't just like blow a whistle and then the church becomes a pretty one. There must be a beginning to the building.
然后一定有过程。
And there is a process.
最后结束。
And then we finish it up.
在教会建造里面。
When we build a church.
耶稣基督他是根基。
Jesus Christ is the foundation.
他又是那头块的石头。
He's also the chief cornerstone.
所以这教会是他的身体。
And the church is his body.
所以我们今天在他里面。
So when we're in the Lord,
我们每一天我们要思想的最近的事情。
Every day we must consider this.
我们今天是在他的身体里面。
We are in his body.
前几天听到一个姐妹给我讲了一件事。
A few days back, a sister told me one thing.
我心里面有一点难过啊。
And I felt a bit upset hearing that.
他说有一个姐妹找他办事。
She said, another sister asked her to do something.
那个人找他办事的人，那个一直在标榜他们的特别啊。
Now that other sister, when she came for help, she just boasted about
她的特别啊。
What's special about her?
他说我们这一班的人是根据。民数记二十三章第九节里面所说的。
She said, this group of us, we were formed according to Numbers chapter 23.
她说我们是独居的民，不住在万民中间。
She said, we are a people who live apart. We are not counted among the nations.
就是说我跟你们不一样。
In other words, she's saying we are different from all of you.
如果你听这一半，我为他感恩啊。
Now, if you just hear this sentence, you may give thanks for her.
我说感谢主啊。
And you will say, oh, thank God.
在悉尼还有那么一般的人，他们是独居的民，不属于万民的。
In Sydney, we still have a group of people who are living apart. They're not like others.
这不是我们也常常说了吗
isn't that what we want to be?
我们就是独居的民嘛。
We are people living apart.
不属于这个世界了嘛。
We're not counted among the. We're not like this world.
我们是基督的精兵了嘛。
We are soldiers for the Lord Jesus Christ.
但恐怖的是后面的事情。
But the horrible thing then came next.
这一帮独居的民标榜他自己很特别很好。
This group, when they were saying they were so good, they were people living apart.
结果。这些所谓的弟兄姐妹他们在一起的时候就彼此帮助彼此造假、啊、可以得这世界的好处。
What they do indeed is that this group of so-called brothers and sisters, they got together and they helped each other to fabricate things, falsify things to take advantage of the system.
我听完了后面那个我吓死了。
And so when I heard that second part of the conversation, I was scared to death.
我说我们的见证是我们独居的民，我不住在这妄民当中，是吧？
I said, it's true. We must be a people that's set apart. We must not be like this world.
但神把我们拣选出来。
But God has chosen us from all people.
在建造在这个教会里面。
To build us up in this church.
成为这世上的灯台。
To become a lampstand in this world.
我们在这个地上，我们要为主发光嘛。
And so we need to shine for the Lord in this world.
如果我们这一帮的人也只是在这里。我们彼此相爱，彼此相顾，彼此造假，然后为了得世上那些的好处的话。
Now, if we as a group were just here being set apart to help each other to do the wrong things, to falsify things, to take advantage of the system and gain worldly advantages.
我说你听了，你不要啊！我心里面真的难受哈。
Then I said, oh, I feel really upset in my heart.
说千万不是我们的见证、
I hope that this don't become you know, our testimony.
我们知道说我们里面是耶稣是主在我里面的。
We must know that the Lord is in us.
而我们今天被建造在教会里面。
And we're being building up in this church.
当我们所有的事情的时候，我们做所有的事情的时候。
And so whatever we do.
要认清在教会里面。
We must recognize that we're doing these things in the body of Christ.
如果你继续再看下去,
and when you read on,
那个 foundation 已经做好了,
that foundation has been laid already.
保罗说, 若有人用金银宝石、草木和鞋, 在这上面来建造的话,
and Paul said, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw,
最后要经过那个火。
The work must pass through fire.
那个火发现，这个火要试验每一个人的工程。
The fire will review. The fire will testify the quality of each person.
也就是说，我们今天所做的事情。
In other words, all the things that we do today.
是为的是什么
？What's the purpose?
我们是不是为了那个的目的
？Do we have this one purpose in mind?
你如果最近有跟的我们教会的读经进度
If you've been following our Bible reading plan for this church,
我们最近在读什么？
What have we been reading recently?
如果你有跟的话，
If you've been following the reading plan,
我看这眼神好像不是很多哦。
When I check your expression, not many of you have been following the Bible reading plan.
读是读了忘记了。
Or maybe you've read a Bible but you've forgotten already.
我们是不是在读历代志？
Are we?
是吧？
Are we reading,
这几天历代志上在读什么
？Are we reading the book of Chronicles？
都在读大卫为了后面那个建殿，他在安排所有的侍奉人员。
We should have been reading how King David prepared the workers for the building of the holy temple.
不单单安排的这些侍奉啊，里面献祭啊。都安排到看门做保安的全安排好了。
Not just to arrange for the singers, the builders, but also the security guards to the door, everyone.
你们继续看二十六章、二十七章。
So if you read chapter 26, 27,
当我在看的时候，你看到什么
？So what can you see when you read this?
当你在看的时候，当你在读圣经、在看的时候
，When you read the Bible,
今天如果叫你做安全检查的话。
If we ask you to be the security guard or the safety officer today,
我不是说你们做不好啊。
Now, I'm not saying that those safety officers haven't done a good job.
你不要觉得哎，反正我今天就是安排这个，我就坐那站一站，这个有没有什么大事啊
？Now my point is, don't just think, oh, okay, you've asked me to be a security officer, then I'll just stand there and make sure no one is parking illegally.
我盼望我们不是这样，对吧？
I hope that this is not our attitude.
当你站在那个地方的时候，
When you stand out there,
你是我为神家在守门。
You must consider yourself safeguarding the door for God's house. And today I'm serving as a safety officer with a purpose.
我今天用什么来建造？
So what are we building with today?
今天你在教主日学，你用什么来建造？
If you're teaching the children's Sunday school today, what are you building with?
我们教会的现在是那个主日学老师非常好，是吧？
Now our children's Sunday school teachers, they are wonderful.
所有的老师都经过正式的培训。
All the teachers have been through formal training.
所以你们小孩子很放心的放在那里，是吧？
And so you can just give your children to them with confidence. Now we give thanks to the Lord.
就是在你受过培训之后，你再教主日学，你用什么来建造？
But even after you've been trained, now when you're teaching children Sunday school, what are you building with?
每一天你跟他讲课的时候
every time when you share the lessons with your children,
你心里面是不是想到我在为神家预备材料，是吧？
Are you actually thinking that you're preparing workers for God's house?
他长大以后要成为神家的栋梁。
And these children, they will become workers for God's house when they grow up.
反正这一个小时我教完就好了，包扔给你了，好吧，回家了。
Or are you thinking that, oh, I'll just say, you know, survive this 1 hour with them and then I can pass on the bag?
Now,
I believe our children's Sunday school teachers are not like this.
我的意思就是这是其中的一件事情，是吧？
But what I'm saying is, this is just one of the things we need to be careful of. When you're building on this foundation,
你用什么来建造？
What are you building with?
今天在组里面我们彼此的提醒，
So let's remind one another in the Lord.
很多的地方。
There are many, many aspects.
第三件的事情。
Now the third thing,
要同心建造。
When we need to build with unity,
我们需要主在我们当中兴起那个属灵的领袖出来。
We must ask the Lord to raise up spiritual leaders.
当我想到这个属灵的领袖的时候
，When I consider the spiritual leadership,
我就看到那个马太福音24章跟25章。
Now I remember Matthew chapter 24 and chapter 25.
他讲到神的仆人。
It is talking about God's servant.
这里面讲到神的仆人几个方面。
Now a few things the passages speak about.
这下面红红的。
The red part.
他说又良善又怎么样？又忠心啊！又良善又忠心。
Good and faithful servant.
如果你回到二十四章那边，他又加了一个什么？有见识，是吧
？And then when you read chapter 24, it's added another word, wise.
昨天下午跟那个 Basically 几个弟兄姐妹上丰盛生命的时候
，Yesterday when I went to give the abundant life lesson to the brothers and sisters from Bexley.
我跟他们说，我说那个施比受更为有福这一句话太重要了啊。
I said to them, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I said, this is very important.
有两个领袖啊，向我提出一个问题。
Now, two leaders from that group asked me a question.
他说，牧师啊，有一件事情啊，怎么看啊？
He asked me a question, how would you view this?
他说，有的人常常想从你身上得利益。
He said, people always want to take advantage of you.
扩大到大一点啊。
And if you consider more,
就是很多人来教会都是想从教会里面捞一点利益。
And when you think about it more, you notice that people, they just want to come and get some benefits out of the church.
然后另外一个就复合了，就是他们都有同感啊。
Now another one echoed the same view.
他说，如果我们都满足他们的这样的你需求的话，是不是纵容他们
？They said, "Oh, look, if we just keep on trying to satisfy what they're asking for, are we actually spoiling them?"
如果问你，你怎么回答
？Now, if they ask you this question, what would be your answer?
我跟他说两件事情啊。
I said two things to them.
一件事情。
The first thing is.
他想从你身上捞一点利益。
Now, if they want to take advantage of you,
他想从你教会里面捞一点利益。
If they want to take advantage of the church,
说明什么？
What does it mean?
说明我们有价值啊。
It means we have some value.
我们有价值啊。
We have some value.
没有价值，他还得从你那里可捞什么？没捞了，没得捞啊。
If you don't have any value at all, what advantages can they take of you?
那我们就讲到，我们都做良善忠心的仆人。
So let's be that good and faithful servant.
但从另外一个方面
，But on the other hand,
我们需要有见识。
We need to be wise.
所以这个要 balance。
So you need to strike a balance.
你什么时候平衡了，你就感恩啊。
So whenever you can find that balance, you can give thanks.
所以我说我很感谢主啊。
And so I say I'm really thankful.
我说我过去也有这个困惑。
I say in the past I was perplexed by this as well.
但这十几年好像我一点困惑都没有了。
But I think I haven't been in the same situation in the last decade or so.
我说感谢主啊。
I say, I give thanks to the Lord.
他如果能够从你身上捞一点利益，
If they can get something out of you,
说明你有价值。
That means you, at least you are of some value.
另外一件事情，
But on the other hand,
神给你机会，
God has given you an opportunity.
要带领他好好来跟主亲近。
To guide them, to lead them to get closer to the Lord.
如果你抓住这个机会的话，
So if you can take hold of this opportunity,
你把它带到主的面前，
and bring them before the Lord.
主是你的供应啊。
Now the Lord is
主是你随时的帮助啊。
Lord is your supply. Lord is your everlasting help.
碰到了，那不就好了吗？
And so if you then put them in contact with the Lord, then the things will be sorted out.
这是就是我们今天在教会里面属灵领袖需要良善，需要忠心，但更需要有见识。
And so we need good and faithful servants, but our servants must also be wise servants.
我看见那个导航会那边把这个属灵的领袖用这三个字来写，我觉得太好了啊。
Now I've seen the spiritual leadership being described in these three letters, fat.
这个字大家都不喜欢了啊，不喜欢了。
We don't like this word, fat.
但是它下来。
But when it's broken down,
faithful, available, teachable, 太好了。我们今天对属灵领袖的要求是什么？忠心、合愿、受教。
So what are our requirements for our spiritual leaders? Well, they must be faithful, available, and teachable.
神要我们忠心啊。
Lord wants faithful leaders.
这个领袖兴起，他是否忠心？
Now, are these leaders faithful?
交给你的事情去做。
When the Lord has given you a task,
你是否尽心做好？
Do you serve faithfully?
还是你要去做这件事情，要跟你配好多的副手跟在后面？
Or do you actually ask for a lot of other people to just work on that with you?
你今天如果成为领袖，
Now, in other words, if you've become a leader today,
你是否忠心？
Are you faithful?
你是否合愿？
Are you available?
是否合神所使愿？
Are you available to be used by the Lord?
这件事我不行。
Now, if you say, I'm not good at this,
最近是，我上班没办法。
Or you say, I have to work, I have no time.
我没办法。
Oh, I have no time for that.
太多 excuse.
So many excuses.
不合愿。
So then you're not available.
神要我们合愿 available.
Lord wants us to be available.
第三件事，是不是受教的事？
And then the third point, are you teachable?
你很会，但是有没有受教的心？
But are you teachable?
现在是，爱心说诚实话真的很难啊。
Now, if I tell the truth, in love, it's very hard.
但我这几天，这几个星期六晚上，我在观察澡堂献诗的这件的事情。
Now I've been observing how the morning congregation practice for the presentation today.
他们唱的好不好？
Did they sing well?
好啊，对吧？ Yes. 我不知道谁下面给他写一个不要鼓掌啊。后来大家鼓掌了。
Now, I noticed they did write on the slide to do not clap because yeah, but still we.
我想他写那个不要鼓掌，就是我们将荣耀归给主，是吧
？I want to remind everyone not to applaud after the choir has presented their items because we want to give all glory to the Lord.
他不是一开始就唱这么好啊。
But well, coming back to the morning service choir, they didn't start off as well as they did today. Every Saturday, I see them practicing here.
哎，我觉得这个办法非常好。
And I think what they did was really good.
每次他们唱好了以后，他都把今天在这里最后一遍把它录下来。
Every time after they practiced, they would record the last round with video that.
然后接下来坐下来，把这个 video 换出来。
And then they sat down and play the video back.
你自己看你自己唱的怎么样啊？
Just you get to see how you did.
有的时候不是你特意不好，是不是啊？
You don't just do poorly.
有的时候有的是不小心啊，唱歌累了嘛，回来练了累了就这样啊。
Sometimes you might be tired or not paying enough attention.
把那个录像换出来，他自己看到的时候呢，他就知道要改了。
But when they watch the video of themselves singing, then they can notice what they should improve on.
我看见的是他们都有受教的心。
And so what I see from that is that they're all teachable.
然后就是看了以后，他就可以改了，大家可以改了。
And so they watch their video and they kept improving.
这是我们说到我们在建造的时候。
And so when we build,
我们需要属灵的领袖被建造起来。
We need our spiritual leaders to be built up as well. So we ask the Lord for His help.
在前面的一年里面
，in the year to come，
我们在主面前，我们一同警醒。
Let's stay alert in our Lord.
在前面这一年里面
，in the 12 months to come，
我也盼望说这八个字成为我们前面啊这新的一年啊那个目标。
I hope that this become our goal in the year to come.
我们是否在新的一年里面，我们来一同跟随基督的脚踪
？Do we follow Christ's footsteps in the year to come？
时时我们反省自己。
Always reflect on yourself。
我今天做这件事情，主喜悦吗
？What I do, this thing I do today, is it pleasing to the God, to the Lord？
或者说，像美国曾经有一段时间，他那个运动说，你当你做这件事情的时候，问一问主，如果做，他会怎么做？
Or just like ask yourself, would Jesus?
当你在做那件事情的时候
，When you're doing this one thing,
你想一想，如果主来做的话，他会怎么做
？If the Lord is doing this, what would Jesus do?
彼此监督，好吧，彼此监督。有时候我真盼望有一天听到，哎，牧师啊，主如果做会怎么做啊
？So let's help each other. Let's ask each other, what would Jesus do?
第二件事情，我们来操练那个生命。能够合乎主所喜悦。
And second thing, let's train up our lives so that we can be used by God.
刚才我们说，如果你很认真地回到主的面前
I just mentioned earlier, if you return to the Lord,
我们一定会看见我们生命当中有许多的软弱跟破口。
We must see so many weaknesses and gaps in our lives.
刚才提到那个奉献的事情
We mentioned offering earlier.
我其实很不喜欢讲奉献啊。
Now I really don't want to talk about.
我喜欢鼓励弟兄姐妹。
I want to encourage our brothers and sisters.
因为我每次看见那个奉献，我心里面真的就感恩哦。
Because I'm filled with thankfulness every time.
知道很多人尽心在那里尽心的摆上。
I'm really thankful when I see the offering figures because I know a lot of our brothers and sisters they willingly give.
不然不可能四年多的时间，我们可以筹到280多万。
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to collect so much funds for the church building.
但是我也绝对相信。
But also, I know.
我们很有的时候跟主一直在计较。
That sometimes we're just bargaining with the Lord.
我们跟主一直在计较。
We keep bargaining with the Lord.
是不是要给啊？
Should I give? Should I really give?
或者另外一方面。
Or on the other hand.
当我们在想着要为教会做一点事情呢，就想哦。教会会不会表扬我
when we're going to do something for the church, we always think, oh, will the church praise me for this?
会不会有人给你拍拍肩膀说，哎，你做得非常好。
Will someone pat me on the back and say, well done?
我告诉你，他一拍你肩膀，你就没了，知道吗？
He will say, you know, if they pat you on the back, then you lose your reward.
在主那个账簿上没记载了。
Then you lose your reward on the book before the Lord.
你已经得了那个赏赐了吧
？The Lord will say, "Well, you've been rewarded already."
那小心讲，你不是我们不要鼓励人啊？
Now, be careful. I'm not saying we must not encourage each other.
我们需要鼓励啊。
We must encourage each other.
但你那一点啊
，But from your own viewpoint,
决定记在天上的是你在决定啊。
You decide decide whether your reward will be given to you in heaven.
拍拍很好啊,
now, if someone pat you on the back and encourage you, that's good.
你是不是在等,哎呀, 牧师为什么都不说我啊?
But have you been waiting for that? Why? How come our pastor haven't
你让我知道,我就说说, praised me 你天上就没有了,
now, if you are asking for that, then you're going to lose your reward in heaven.
需要在各方面,我们生命需要各方面来操练。
So we must practice so that we can be used by God. Now I also hope that our brothers and sisters in the year to come, not only we receive God's blessings here, but we're also willing to go out. Truly willing to go out. Outside the four walls of this church, there's so much need. And when we receive God's grace here, we must go out. Go wherever the Lord is sending you. And become a vessel of God's blessing. Become a vessel of God's gospel. Knowing that the Lord is waiting for you to do work there.
OK, 时间关系,我想这首歌, 不唱了, 留给他们那个, 现世,
OK, now we,
我觉得现世那两首更好,
OK, because of our time constraint, we'll just go straight on to the Church Choir's presentation.
OK, 现世完以后我才上来, 做那个奉献祷告, 好吧?
And then after that, we'll pray for the offering today.
他们不在啊? 哎呦, 感谢主。
Okay, we're missing a few people from the church choir.